Good morning.
Hey, Grease, what's up?
Let's get back to the hobble and gobble. This is too technical. Hello.
What's up, Grease?
I'm rocking. What can I do for you?
I had a quick question for you.
Go ahead. It's
you
fast.
You happen to remember what the first bit was that you ever did when you came here?
Yeah, it was south of the border.
South of the border?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm only 18.
Only 18? Just a bald-faced boy.
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Hey, you was 18 when I come to town, wasn't you, son?
Yeah, I was going to say, because I probably don't even
You remember. Stared at the radio. Hobble. Couple. No idea what the hell was happening now.
You're
Look
right, because
you.
I don't remember what the first one was. I was telling everybody about you. And
have you cut your first slice yet, son?
Yeah.
You lie. Yeah. That's all right. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm not lying, Grease.
Your day will come, and you'll have ecstasy.
I'm not lying, Grease.
No, that pause told it all.
Oh, no. I just paused because, you know, I don't...
If I'd had you hooked to a lie detector, them damn... I could have used those needles for a fan, man. They'd have been going so fast. Huh? They'd have been moving like a daddy long legs chasing a fly. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. Don't worry, son. One day, you will be face to face with the bearded clam. Huh? Yes? I'm sure you'll be scared. We were all scared that first time, right, guys? Yes. You won't find it in any marine biologist's notebook. I've got a call from Jacques Clouseau before he died. He said, what is this? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Beer the clap. I have seen every animal and the fish of the earth. I have never seen this. Beer the clap. You must tell me before I die. I said, all right, you got a fax machine on the old Calypso there, Mr. Clouseau? I'll fax you some info about the bearded clam. A delicacy. I mean, you can only eat so much steak. So much anything. But that's the one meal that no man has ever gotten tired of. And yet, ironically, it's one meal you can't finish. You can eat it. Eat it till you're blue in the face. Usually red in the face. And you can't finish it. Just keep lapping. Time and time again. And it don't need no refrigeration. Because it never goes bad. Let me take that back. They'll turn on you sometimes, I'll tell you that. He said, but I don't understand. I said, listen, Clouseau. Sit down, shut up, put in a John Denver tape, and listen to me. The bearded clam. Generally a nocturnal creature. Although has been known to expose itself for a nooner. It feeds on the one-eyed viper. Yes. The bearded clam. We're drawn to it. Like iron to a magnet. Like a moth to a flame. Only this does not attract iron or moths. It attracts faces! Faces are buried time and time again. As a matter of fact, Mr. Clouseau, are you still listening? I've gone so far. I've become such an aficionado. So today at 12 noon, I have an appointment at Adventist Hospital for a tracheotomy. Just so I don't have to come up for air. You hear what I'm saying? When I'm eating that thing, I can lift a little flap of skin in the bottom of my neck. And just keep on going. Keep on going. As a matter of fact, Mr. Clouseau, put your old gray tufted ear up to the phone real close. I will now give you the mating call of the properly serviced bearded clam. Which, if you've been dining properly, spelling the alphabet with your tongue, this is what will scream in the night! Now go choke a manatee.
The Grease Man.